Chapter 69. Suit and Molly sat at the long table in the conference room. They were drinking coffee from paper cups. A third cup with a plastic lid still on it sat at the head of the table. A box of Dunkin' Donuts was open on the table. Suit had his notebook open in front of him. Molly had a computer printout. Jesse came in, examined the box of donuts for a moment, took one and sat at the head of the table and took the lid off the coffee. He took a bite of the donut. Cinnamon, he said. I know you like them, Molly said. What's the one with no hole and a chocolate frosting? Boston cream, Molly said. Good God, Jesse said. What have you got, Suit? Okay, Suit said. He looked at his open notebook. First thing, nobody took a cab to the mall on the day of the shooting. The two cab rides to the mall were 2 days earlier and are regulars, two sisters who live together and go shopping every week. Okay, Jesse said. Anyone picked up at the Lincoln's condo on the day of the shooting? No, but the cab company has a log, you know, for taxes and shit. There was a fare, went from Paradise to Wonderland on the day of the shooting. I know the cab driver, Mackie Ward. We played football in high school. Mackie says he picked up a couple who fit our description down in front of the Chinese restaurant on Atlantic Avenue in the morning on the day of the shooting and took them to Wonderland. They hail him? No, they call for a cab and ask to be picked up there. Probably a cell phone, Jesse said. Okay. So they take the cab to Wonderland, they take the train to Logan, take the bus to one of the terminals, catch the rental car bus in front of the terminal, and go pick up the rental car. Pretty elaborate, Molly said. They knew if they killed a cop, we'd look for them hard. Too elaborate. It's what amateurs do. They would have been much better off to drive the Saab to the airport, park it at the airport parking garage, pick up the rental car, and drive to the mall. You got anything else? There were two other cab fares to the airport the day of the shooting, Suit said, both guys alone. We'll check everything, Jesse said, but it'll turn out to be Wonderland. How'd you make out, Mal? Molly finished chewing some donut and sipped a little coffee. Piece of cake, she said. There are 1,323 listings for ocular scanning on the patent office website. Names, Jesse said? Yes, and cities. Where they live or where they did the invention? Don't know. Anybody named Lincoln? No. Anybody from Cleveland? Didn't check by city yet. Okay. Jesse looked at the donuts. Boston cream, he said to Molly. You know, like Boston cream pie, except it's a donut. Boston cream pie is a cake, isn't it? Technically. Jesse took a Boston cream donut from the box and put it on a napkin in front of him and looked at it. I bet it would be easy to get this all over you, he said. Easier than you can imagine, Molly said. It may be that only women can eat them. The neater species, Jesse said. Exactly. They were quiet while Jesse took a careful bite of the donut. He chewed and swallowed and nodded slowly. Good body, Jesse said, with a hint of insouciance. Insouciance, Suit said. I don't know what it means either, Jesse said. Suit, you get hold of Healy. Tell him we need the names of everybody who rented a car the day of the shooting. He'll have a list. They already told me there's no one named Lincoln. And I'll see how many ocular scanners are listed from Cleveland, Molly said. It might narrow the cross-referencing. Don't bother, Jesse said. We'll have to check every name against the list of car rentals anyway. They might not have patented it from Cleveland or in Cleveland or whatever the hell one does to get Cleveland mentioned. And when we're done, Suit said, if we get a match, we might have their new identity.